Welcome to Startup Vietnam, the podcast that interviews foreigners who run a business here in Vietnam. I'm your host, Michael Claro. Today we're talking to Stefan Rosner, founder and project manager at RSP International. RSP International is a business consultancy firm located in Ho Chi Minh City that offers consulting, business process management, research, and brand design services. Today we'll talk to Stefan about the importance of processes for business success, his inspiration for starting a business in Vietnam, and key lessons he's learned so far on his journey. Startup Vietnam is brought to you by Chikindo. Chikindo is the leading market entry company in Southeast Asia, providing foreign businesses with a wide range of solutions for entering the market of 8 different countries in Asia. To find out more about Chikindo's services, visit chikindo.com. That's C-E-K-I-N-D-O.com. Very nice. I'm here with Stefan Rosner, founder and director of RSP International. Stefan, thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Michael. Glad to be here.
Stefan, can we start maybe thinking about your background? How long have you been here in Vietnam and why did you choose to come to Vietnam?
So I'm living in Vietnam now for 3 years. I moved here March 2018. Main reason, probably old-fashioned, was not happy with my old life in Germany. And the main reason was that I met my wife a couple of years ago and decided to move here to be with her. So same old story as for many other people, I guess.
Very cool. And let's talk a little bit about RSP International. Can you give the audience like a broad overview of what it is you guys do?
So RSP International is a consultancy firm that offers different services. Most of them are linked directly with my background and experience I gathered over the last 17 years. So we are providing project management services, could include setting up projects, helping companies with their failing projects, or even acting as a project manager for them for a agreed period of time. The second part of the business is all about consultancy, providing strategic advice, how to set up a business, how to change their business structure. And the third one is, again, part of my background is handling processes. I am German. I work for the bank in the operational area of the bank, so I must love processes. I believe in stereotypes, so I am typical German. I love processes and I like helping people with processes, reviewing them, setting them up, improving them, documenting them. And the last two sections we do is providing some market research. And we also do brand design and helping companies with their logos, with their marketing material, and even packaging.
And what pain point or problem are you trying to solve with RSP International?
So for the consultancy and processes, it is mainly inefficiencies. I think we know from every single country that many businesses do not set up their processes or the business models correctly or efficiently enough. They think it's the right thing to do. They don't think they have to improve it. And then when they realize it, that they're very inefficient, it might be too late. COVID was a perfect example. If you found out that they're inefficient after COVID happened, it's already too late. Your cost structures are too high. You're not flexible enough to take advantage of the pandemic. Like take Zoom, for example, or the other technology companies. They were so fast to adopt to the trends because they're flexible. They know what they're doing. They know what their strengths are. They're all structured. If you don't have the structures, you cannot react quickly. You could try, but your internal processes or your structures will limit yourself. And in the long term will damage and not help your business. And I think this is a pain point that I see very often here in Vietnam because processes are not seen as critical here. Just something, it's nice to have, but I don't need it. So, especially from a consultant's perspective, the pain points I try to focus and solve. I see it very often. I worked in projects here in Vietnam. So I handled ERP projects for a large steel company in Vietnam. And one of the reasons it was delayed was a lack of processes. And I spoke to other companies who told me the same story. our ERP project failed. And when they told me about another 1 million or 2 million ERP project, I just asked, let me guess, you failed because processes were not clear. And they looked at me and said, how did you know? It just is the main, one of the main factors a project failed here. And I have some friends who do project, do software development, and some Vietnamese businesses expect these companies, be it ERP, be it other software companies, that they actually handle the processes, define them, document them. But how does a software company know about processes? Processes are complex. If you do it incorrectly, you set it up. And when I talk to about strategy and processes, I always ask, how can you decide what direction to go? Or how can you decide how to become more efficient if you don't know where you are? And getting the processes right now is kind of giving your position right now. If you say, I want to go to Hanoi, great. But it slightly depends if you're in Sapa or in Ho Chi Minh City or in Da Lat, how to get in Hanoi. And it's the same with processes. If you don't know where you are right now, how can you improve it? And it's one of the reasons why projects, and especially ERP projects, can fail, because processes, which you need to be automated in ERP, nobody knows what they are. And then you assume things. And assumptions, as we all know, are the worst thing any businesses can do when they make decisions.
Cool. Let's change gears a little bit, Stefan. Can you talk about why you chose to start a business in Vietnam? Were you an entrepreneur or business owner back in Germany or Europe, or is this the first business you've started?
So this is my first business. I actually have an interesting way. So I started in a large international bank, actually a steel company first. Then I moved to a bank, so always big corporation, going actually from, I call it dinosaur, in a steel company down to banks, which was less of a dinosaur, but still a bit of old fashioned. I moved then to a tax consultancy with 15 member of staff. Then I moved to a slightly bigger software company, and then I started my business. So I actually moved the other way around, from a very large corporation down to a small business. And I want to do my things the own way. I worked in different cultures. I experienced cultures I enjoyed, but I also had, unfortunately, experienced some toxic cultures, especially in large companies where people are so defensive. And if you discuss status quo, you're not making a lot of friends, even though you're right. And I think this was driven me for to smaller companies, because it's more flexible, you have more to say. And this is why I set my company in the end. I want to lead a company I believe should be the right way. You go actually to the website, I mentioned the word doing business the right way. It's very important to me. I want to be transparent. I want to be honest. I want to be a partner of trust. And this is very difficult in some larger companies. And this is actually why I started this journey here, because I want to experience, I want to make sure that my customer experience a partner that listens to them, and that the partner believes and trusts them and come back or every single time if they have a problem. And I think a lot of companies say it, but they're actually to the exact opposite. That's my experience with some of the companies. And this is what I actually want to do myself, just so I have control what to do, to be ethical, putting it that doing business the right way.
Gotcha. So you know, really care about what you do, and you just want to make sure that you can deliver that high value every single time. And you weren't really experiencing that working in these dinosaurs, as you say, these big corporations, where you know it's on the mission statement, but maybe it's not being actually delivered day to day.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yes.
What are some of the challenges you faced, you know, being a foreigner, coming to Vietnam, starting a business? What are some hurdles you've overcome so far?
Paperwork. I thought Germany has a lot of bureaucracy. I think everybody knows how Germany are seen in the world. Vietnam can give Germany a run for the money in terms of bureaucracy. It's not just that you require a lot of paperwork, it's that rules are changing. It'd be simple things like visa. Visa could be, even as a business owner, they changed it from one day to another. and they're changing it again and making it more and more difficult for business owners to actually stay in Vietnam, which is the problem, because on one side, Vietnam wants all the capital for foreign businesses, but for some reason, probably for the other motivations, which are probably reasonable, they make life even more difficult. These are from an admin perspective, makes life very difficult because you need to plan ahead. And you always have to look at your back, does anything change that could still impact your business? I think this might be a bit of a concern. It's a bit of a culture as well, especially my industry. I mentioned before that processes and consultancies are not that popular here in Vietnam. If you're Big Four, you're from McKinsey, you're Deloitte or Accenture, people are willing to pay for the name. But they're less likely to pay for consultancy services in the medium-sized business area. They don't think, why should I spend money for somebody to tell me what to do? You have this in Europe as well, but I think here in Vietnam it's even more difficult. Same with processes. Companies expect that process documentation, process definition, process design should be part from a software company, which, to be very honest, is ridiculous because they have absolutely no idea or experience with the complexity of processes. But there's still this, how can I say it? They still are very careful where to invest the money. It's probably a reason why a lot of Vietnamese businesses are successful because of reduced costs, but it might hinder them in the long term. Best examples, I see banking here. I remember opening an account here, coming from a banking background in the operation area, I had tears in my eyes when I saw how banks are operating here. It was like I'm back in the 19th century, people carrying paperwork from one desk to another. And I think this is a bit where it's a big, big challenge here, is this mentality. And I feel they need to change it because international businesses don't have these problems. They're currently protected by regulations, especially banks. But if this regulation is gone, how will they compete like against the likes of Amazon, big international banks who actually have all these efficiency in there? Then it would be more difficult for some Vietnamese companies. It was a bit of a challenge, especially in the consultancy area. And I know a lot of people actually started a consultancy firm in Vietnam and gave up because of these specific reasons.
What are some milestones that you have reached so far with RSP International?
Survived COVID so far. I think this is probably the biggest milestone. So the background, the main reason why this is so important is I started the business just before COVID hit. So I quit my job and I started with it fully last year, and then COVID happens. And I'm not the only company that had these problems. In my case, I lost two big clients that were ready to sign. And this, of course, you are a small business and you started and you always have some clients in the back, in the kind of in your portfolio that you can start with it. They broke away. This was a big of a challenge. And then I was thinking, okay, what to do now? So this was the biggest milestone for me. The other milestones was I started now then to change my business model a little bit. So we expanded more. So as I said, with context, we can provide some brand design here. And somehow happened that I suddenly got international clients. So have a biotech firm in the US as suddenly as a client for processes, and we designed all their brand design. So their packaging for their products, their marketing material, some of their logo, and it's an ongoing project with them. Getting a customer in Canada and in Germany, it helps. Here in Vietnam, it's a little bit more difficult because every time you think you are on a high, the next wave of COVID comes. And I think a lot of businesses struggle because of this. And if you are a new business, it's probably more difficult. So what do I try to do? That's the other milestone, is trying to reach people. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Nice. Stefan, can we think about advice you would give to foreign entrepreneurs maybe considering starting a business here in Vietnam, what lessons or important advice do you think they should take into mind before they start their business?
I think it's the standard in any other country is A, do your research, learn about the area you're going there. If you haven't done business in Vietnam before, do a little bit more research. Things are slightly different. If you work mainly with foreign clients, it's not that important, but if you want to work with Vietnamese clients, learn how the culture is of doing business. That you have to, at the personal touch and contact is still very, very important. People in Germany don't believe that I still have a lot of business cards here before the pandemic. But this personal touch by going to events, going to networking to meet other people is so critical. It's a personal touch. You meet them maybe 2 or 3 times for coffee before you actually do then a business deal. It's just, especially with a foreigner, I think it's very important to do this with the local, because there's always a bit of the language barrier. So it's something important to understand how businesses are done here in Vietnam. Understand clearly the pain point, but also consider everything here is the budget. The budgets are usually smaller than other countries. And how much other businesses or customers willing to pay for your service? What can you actually deliver that make companies or users paying for your services? Again, everywhere in the world, but Vietnam might be a little bit different here because everything is so cost focused. My experience, some might disagree with me. Get local help. So I have a very good accountant here. It's an outsourced service, and it's important to have people who have knowledge because I have no idea about employment rights here. They advise me, how does it with taxes? What do I need to consider? I learned a lot. I worked in tax consultancy in Germany. I assume things that actually don't work in Vietnam because the tax law is completely different. So this is, for some areas, you have to bite the bullet. Don't be on a cheap side. It will cost you more in the long term if you have not high quality in some important areas like taxes, accounting, and employment workforce. That's very, very important for a foreign business here. Otherwise, you get very, very nasty surprises.
Right, so just understanding your obligations for all these things, legal obligations, tax obligations, employee rights, super important, and really kind of helps to have somebody decode that for you and demystify it and, you just make it simple. Gotcha.
And as I said, I worked 3 years on taxes. I actually had worked, Germany has one of the most complex tax laws in the world, and I assumed some items here in Vietnam, and I was completely wrong. So it is just be very, very careful. I know if you start your business, you look for saving costs, but I think this is one area where you should definitely not try to be cheap because especially the foreign owner can suddenly bite you very, very badly and negatively impact your business, especially when legislation change on a very short notice, as we all know. Yeah, one thing I think here, especially in Vietnam, sometimes we need to be not thinking short term. Things can take a bit longer. This advice was actually given by a friend of mine who runs a business here, and he said, sometimes it takes half a year or a year until somebody comes back to you. So it could be you discuss something with a client, they don't come back, and then 7 months later, they're suddenly in your door, say, okay, I need to fix this right now. So this is, again, probably big difference to other countries. And I think it's a big, big thing to consider. Don't expect with some companies that you get the solutions right away. You probably need to think a bit long term, make sure you have enough resources available for that, and stick to it. If you believe in your product or in your services or what you can offer, it might take a while to actually get your local business partners here in Vietnam. If you start your own business, don't necessarily do it just for the money, because you have to pay the bills. If you really start your business, just do something what you're passionate about. This, and then even then the whole pain, the whole weight, and it is painful, especially during COVID. You will have sleepless nights occasionally, But if you're passionate about the topic you do, and then you have the clients will support your passion about this. And then you will see the benefits of it. And if you deliver it, even prouder, if you do something you love doing. Again, I think a lot of people say this, but doing it myself right now actually shows how true it is. Follow your passion, then hopefully you get the reward out of it.
I've been speaking with Stefan Rosner, founder and project manager at RSP International. RSP International is a business consultancy firm located in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, that offers consulting, business process management, research, and brand design services. To learn more about RSP International, visit www.rsp-intl.com. Stefan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it, and hopefully I provided some insightful answers.
And if you're a foreign entrepreneur who has a business here in Vietnam and you'd like to be on the podcast, you can reach out to me at michael.claro@chiquindo.com. That's michael.claro@chiquindo.com. Startup Vietnam is brought to you by Chiquindo. Chiquindo is the leading market entry company in Southeast Asia, providing foreign businesses with a wide range of solutions for entering the market of 8 different countries in Asia. To find out more about Chiquindo's services, visit chiquindo.com. That's C-E-K-I-N-D-O.com.